This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are two ways to look at winter in Michigan. You can moan and groan about the driving or about the cold and wrap yourself up and sit on your couch till spring. Or you can get out there, breathe in that crisp, cold air, and have fun. And that's certainly what Frida Uwara does with gusto. Frida lives and works in Marquette, so she knows winter. And she's with us now to tell us about one of the big winter events in Michigan, the UP 200 Dog Sledding Championship, marking its 25th anniversary this month. Hello, Frida.
Hello. Greetings from the UP.
And how is winter in the UP?
It is just fantastic. It's not as cold as it was last year, so we don't have the ice caves that are, you know, really making along the lakeshore, but there are just so many wonderful things to do. I think, you know, I wouldn't like winter either if it was 40 degrees and raining, but when you get snow, you can just have snow much fun.
Well, and you're going to have all kinds of snow fun with the UP 200 Dog Sledding Championship. What, 240 miles from Marquette to Grand Marais and back?
Absolutely. I got to tell you, this is an event that changed my life. I learned that mushers are a breed of people that you cannot complain to them about anything. I mean, Cindy, if you were to tell them that you were cold, tired, broke, frustrated, hungry, you name it, they'll look at you and go, so yeah, like, welcome to my world. And I think that's what happens about the sport. It really opens up a whole new idea of what adventure really is.
Frida, how long does it take for teams to get, you know, to do this 240-mile leg of the UP 200 Dog Sledding Championship?
Well, it is point-to-point. It's not necessarily nonstop, though. There are checkpoints along the way that the mushers have to go in. They've got to feed those dogs. They've got to feed themselves. Themselves are usually last. They also rest the dogs. There is a total mandatory 16 hours of rest that they must take throughout the race, and that's all the strategy. The bulk of the rest is taken in Grand Marais, where they turn around and come back. So Saturday night, they start arriving in Grand Marais usually around 4 o'clock in the afternoon to sometimes around midnight, and then those leading mushers will take off again. They really prefer to run at night. I camp along the trail a lot, and you never rest because there's always mushers coming through. You want to cheer them on. You want to make sure you've got some, you know, hot coffee or soup on the fire in case you do need to stop. Or many times there were just times that their dogs smelled whatever we had cooking and, you know, kind of wanted to pull up and see what was happening. The leaders, of course, they're nonstop getting back to Marquette because the prize money here is $7,000 or more. And that's a big wad of money for somebody who's feeding. You know, if you've got 12 dogs in your team, you probably have another 40 at home. And, you know, sled dogs are not fur-covered snowmobiles. You feed them all through the winter. They take a tremendous amount of training. You can imagine if you're going to run a marathon, you just don't take off and run 26 miles on the day of the event.
And the mushers, I'm curious, youngest, oldest, what? Give us an idea who these racers are.
You know, you name it. But that's the coolest thing about this race is that it has nothing to do with gender, age, fitness level in some respects. I mean, mushers are fit just because they're out there running dogs all the time. And they're prepared in heavy boots to, you know, they're not just riding on the sled. They're helping those dogs push it up a hill, running up a hill, doing whatever they can, pedaling the sled. That's what we refer to when you just have one leg that's kind of kicking along as if you were, you know, sort of on a scooter. But it's so cool because they come from wherever, and they're just bound together by a love for snow, the beauty of just being out on that trail and being out there with your dogs.
Give me an idea. You've been out there. You've done it. What is it like in the middle of the night as you're going through that forest with a team?
It's really magical, but that's going to be someone who understands what starlight on snow or moonlight on snow is all about. You know, it's not that dark. It is glowing out there. The fog that comes off of those dog breath is just like ethereal. And I'm probably painting this really romantic picture of it because at the same time, you can be really tired and you can be frickin' cold. And that's where the volunteers of this sport, I mean, I'm blown away by my Uper neighbors. They are hands down the coolest folks on the planet, because you can get anybody to come to a marathon on a summer Sunday and hand out oranges and bananas. But these folks will stand at a remote road crossing. They'll agree to man it from midnight till 6 a.m. The wind's blowing sideways. It's 20 below. Honest to goodness, in Wetmore or Van Meer, you bet it's 20 below. And they'll stand there in the hope, Cindy, that a dog team's going to come through.
Wow.
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. They don't know, but they'll be there. And, you know, often they'll have bonfires, like when the teams are leaving Marquette. And I've been to the start of the Iditarod before, too, and we show them up. I always say that we're all the excitement of the Iditarod without the airfare. And the people will have luminaries along the whole route, heading out of Marquette, going into Harvey. And in the middle of some of the trail down in Deerton, there's guys that are handing out Snicker bars to the mushers. And these guys keep coming back, and guys and gals, because there's just this amazing spirit and love for winter that circles this whole event. And they say, it's so interesting, but they say that once a dog runs the UP 200, they know that trail. And that's just remarkable to me.
Well, the UP 200 runs all the activities February 12th through the 16th, and you can get details at their website, up200.org. Frieda Ware, you've got us all revved up and energized. Thank you so much.
You bet.